Lindsay and John Cheesebrew, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Your passion for sharing good food finally has its platform, and congratulations on that. When did the passion all begin?
I think it started pretty early on in our relationship, which was 15 years ago. We had a connection from food, and we knew that that was probably going to be our end goal right away.
Yeah, we wanted to start a family business that we could center around food, so we've been working towards that ever since.
Okay, and always liked to cook?
Always loved food. Both of our grandmothers were very important to us and taught us to love through food. And I think that that was another connection that we had early on.
That's romantic. And as it turns out, really, really going to be a key part of your life together. Congratulations again on that.
Thank you.
Now, you're both multimedia artists. So what does creative cooking do for you that nothing else in your little toolkit can?
I think cooking for me, you know, it's fun because it changes all the time and you can change it as you're doing it. And by nature, we love hospitality and we love sharing with people. And you can share with a lot of people and it's immediate. You know, it's art that's immediate. I think that's really appealing.
We have always loved to entertain. We've hosted every event and holiday from the time that we were first together. That sort of grew into our pop-ups and our catering business because we love to share food and the design aspect of events.
So even though a brick-and-mortar restaurant, a place to call your own, is newest to your list of accomplishments, doing this isn't. Not if you've had pop-ups and catering and everything. How does it feel different now that you have a restaurant?
It feels like home. I think that it's come full circle. I think we've been sort of planning and dreaming about this many years. And the pop-ups and the events and the blog all were sort of stepping stones for us to get here. And on some level, it feels like we've achieved what we set out to do.
Great. So you two are known around town as a dynamic duo, rightfully so, I think. How long have you been known as Bird and Cleaver, and what exactly does that symbolize to you two?
Bird and Cleaver started 7 years ago as a blog, and the blog started just as an outlet for us to be creative. We wanted that experience to, you know, come up with new ideas and recipes and that sort of thing. And we just like doing that together. Lindsay is great at shooting food, photography, that sort of thing. And I like to write, so it made sense for us to start the blog. So Bird and Cleaver, you know, it is the juxtaposition of masculine, feminine, and her nickname has always been Bird to me. And then Cleaver was just kind of the antithesis of that. It was the opposite. It was the masculine, macho side, I guess.
And now that you are Bird and Cleaver and quite well known for that, are they your totems, would you say?
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely.
I can't imagine having a different name. We actually discussed that when we were going to a brick and mortar.
And the name really does lend itself to us and the food that we make. There's a definite theme that goes along with all of it. Not only is it us, but it also carries over to everything that we do in the restaurant.
Great. That's your focus. Now, let's talk about your focus, and that would be starting with your physical space, that location, Well Street Corridor. How is that working for you?
We love the Well Street Corridor. You know, it's a beautiful and completely underrated area of the city. And we're really excited about all the revitalization that's going on and all the new businesses. It really feels like home to us. It has a different feel than a lot of other parts of the city, and we love everything about it.
Now, you've taken over one of the most charming residents in that stretch. So how would you describe the look and vibe?
We spent a lot of time trying to make it feel homey. It's in an old house, so we wanted people to feel that comfort and warmth when they walked in, I would say.
It's a beautiful two-story brick built somewhere near 1900. We left a lot of the exterior as it was when we got it. We did give it a paint job, but kept the paint the same. We didn't want to change it too much aesthetically. That was important to us to keep the original character of the building.
So what about the interior?
We did remove some walls just for seating, and a lot of plaster and lath came down, and that exposed a lot of the brick, which became white. Well, it's actually a pale, pale pink, but it's light and inviting, lots of plants. You know, you could just as easily be in somebody's house.
It's great. They kind of are in your house.
Absolutely.
For this. And it's two stories.
It is two stories.
So how many seats do you have there that you can offer?
Just shy of 50 seats inside.
And then we will have additional seating when the weather permits outside. So we do have a really nice big patio.
And yes, I'm sure that your guests will enjoy that as well. What about the cuisine? What are your key offerings?
We wanted to do something that was casual and affordable. So whether you wanted to go for lunch or grab coffee and a pastry, or if you wanted to go out for Friday night dinner or a special event, we really wanted people to be able to eat there on a regular basis. Everything is scratch, obviously locally sourced, and we do have a lot of vegan options. It was important for us to provide some healthy, lighter alternatives.
I think it kind of boils down to we wanted to create a restaurant where we would want to eat. And when we think about it, what are some things that I would like to see locally that are hard to find? And those were some of the things that we thought about when we created the menu specifically.
That's great.
We have a small menu and we wanted it to be sort of seasonless, but still work with seasonal ingredients. So all of our sandwiches and soups and our bowls, our main fare, will not change.
You'll always be able to come in and get XYZ sandwich or bowl or whatever, but some of the accoutrements or some of the vegetables will change with the seasons. You know, we do love to be creative. We do have specials most days.
That we can sort of play around with.
That we can play around with, where we can be creative and have some fun.
It rather sounds like you're indulging your own inner foodie and also the general foodie public.
That was the idea.
Yep.
Good for you. Now that you've been open for nearly 2 months, what's the response?
The response has been really good. Obviously, I mean, being a new restaurant, there are a few little hiccups here and there and things that you have to figure out. But everybody has been really positive, and it's felt really good that our 15-year-long dream was actually... Seems like people are excited about it, and that's a good feeling.
You were on the right track.
Yeah, it was a little bit nerve-wracking knowing that we were going to be doing something different, and we were going to be doing it in an area that maybe wasn't open to it. We didn't really know, but we really believed in what we were doing, and it's turned out great. I think people were ready for it.
That is the best thing. Then they come in hungry, and they leave happy. Can't ask for anything more. And that's a very supportive, proactive area and business association. How are the neighbors making you feel at home by now?
The neighbors in the corridor are amazing. They've been extremely supportive. Several of them have been in numerous times to eat. They're always stopping by and always want to chat. That whole area is great for that.
And you're adding to the fun of the street then, the street scene.
Absolutely.
This project took us much longer than what we expected. And through the process, we really got to build relationships with the neighbors. So I'm thankful for that. I think it's kind of special that we got to do that instead of just moving in and opening.
Everything sounds like it's been up close and personal on this journey, which is what you were going for.
Absolutely.
And now that you are there, this is not only a delightful corridor, the Well Street corridor, it's also on a big trend upward with all of the riverfront development. Was this intentional?
We did know that that was happening, so we were aware of it. We were just looking for the right home for us, but it was a contributing factor. We have felt that that's the natural progression of downtown to move. So we were just lucky that everything worked out that way. We found a building in an area that we were excited about.
Yeah. Regardless, I don't think that it would have prevented us from getting the building that we got. I mean, it is definitely the right space for us, but was definitely a benefit.
This is one more thing that makes you know you did the right thing, and good for you for all of that.
Absolutely.
So all in all, can you believe that those dreams that you did have 15 years ago and the hopes and even the imagination running wild, that Bird and Cleaver is a reality right now?
I think it's still sort of surreal, but I think we've put the hard work in, and so it feels like, yes, we have accomplished it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's still so fresh, and it is, I mean, it is a little hard to believe that it finally came to be, and in such a big way. I don't know if you would have told me like 15 years ago that, you know, you would have showed me the space that we ended up with, that I would have believed it, but
it's yours, and you've made it so, and good for you. And last question, I know you've got plenty to get back to. What do you hope you will be able to continue to add to Fort Wayne's already vibrant cultural skyline?
I think that it's important to both of us that we provide a place that people can rely on to go and feel welcome and comfortable and well taken care of, kind of a come as you are kind of place that you can go there for anything, any kind of occasion, and always be able to rely on the hospitality and the food, and it will always be Bird and Cleaver.
Lindsay and John Cheesebrew are co-owners of Bird and Cleaver on Wells Street. Thank you so much for breaking away to share your story with us today, you two, and happiest of culinary trails.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.